What's up, superstars? I'm Coy Wiry. It is Friday, July 18th. Rise up. This week's special summer edition of CNN 10 is coming to you from the tremendous Truist Park in Cobb County, Georgia, home of MLB's Atlanta Braves, and this week, home to the MLB All-Star Game. Batter up. Let's start this show with a... Did you know? The MLB All-Star Game, first played in July of 1933, was originally intended to be a one-time, quote, game of the century. The idea was to boost national morale during the Great Depression when people stopped buying tickets to see the games, and teams were having to cut costs. It was the brainchild of a sports editor at the Chicago Tribune newspaper. The story goes, the editor told his boss that he was so confident the game would be a success, he would take any losses out of his own paycheck. Well, he was not wrong. The MLB All-Star Game has now become a permanent and much-loved staple of the American baseball season. All right, we went from inside the stadium to out here, what's known as the Battery. Folks can go for a stroll, get something to eat. One of the folks we caught up with this week here at MLB All-Star Game, Charles Fazzino. He did the cover art for the program and all sorts of other things. I asked him about his fascinating career capturing the spirit of all sorts of big-time events. Listen.
It's a regular, you know, heavy home plate, and each one is then hand-painted. I hand paint them in my studio, and then I cut, glue, glitter it all by hand. And they really come out beautiful. And once it's game used, then it's either, you know, sold for a charity event or to a special collector.
I think they should just use this for the game.
Right?
I mean, that's phenomenal. Now to a story that may interest any of us who may have been struggling to find a summer job. The latest jobs report from the U.S. Department of Labor shows teen employment hit its lowest since late 2021. Only 5.4 million had full-time or part-time jobs in the month of June. Some blame automation like self-checkouts. Others point to the new import tariffs, which are shaking up the economy. Our Vanessa Yurkevich filed this report exclusively for our CNN 10 viewers.
Hey guys, this summer is one of the times of the year when teens may be working, trying to make some extra summer cash before heading back into the school year. But this summer, the number of teens working or looking for work this June was the lowest since the pandemic, according to the Labor Department. And the unemployment rate for teens hit 14.4% in June. Compare that to the overall rate, which was 4.1%. So that number for teens is the highest since COVID. Now, the unemployment rate for kids aged 16 to 19 can usually be in the teens or even the low 20s, but we're seeing that the rate is climbing. 905,000 teens were unemployed in June, meaning they're looking for a job, but they can't find one. So why? Well, according to Challenger and Gray, teens work in seasonal jobs that rely on tourists. And this year, there may not be as many tourists because of the U.S.'s political climate. And also, because of all the uncertainty around tariffs, businesses may be holding off on hiring. And there's automation. It's replacing jobs of teens, and now they're having to compete with an older workforce. So here are some tips from Challenger and Gray on how to find a summer job. One, start looking early. Number two, tap your network. Reach out to friends, families, coaches, or even old teachers. Number three, use AI to help you create a resume. It's fast, it's easy, and it'll help showcase your skills. And number four, Coy, this is fun, look in unexpected places. So offices still need admin help. And remember those paid summer internships? Usually a double win, Coy. Back to you.
Big changes are coming to TikTok for all of our viewers in the U.S. The social media giant just announced it is launching a brand new version of the app for U.S. users. It will be called M2, and it's set to drop September 5th. The move comes as the company gears up for a possible sale to American investors after Congress passed a law banning foreign-owned apps.
If you're coming to download TikTok for the first time on September 5th, you will be downloading the new version. If you have the current version, it won't disappear. But over the ensuing months after September 5th, you will be encouraged, from our understanding, to download this new version. And that will take place, that migration of the 170 million users that TikTok has in the US, over a period of 6 months.
The current version of TikTok is expected to shut down by March of 2026. And remember, you must be at least 13 years old to download TikTok. Pop quiz, hot shot. What is the most dangerous animal you can encounter at the Grand Canyon? Rattlesnake, Gila monster, mountain lion, or rock squirrel?
Mm-hmm.
This is nuts. Rock squirrel is your answer here. Based on data from the local emergency rooms, the most common wildlife injury comes from rock squirrel bites, who often beg for food. Rock squirrels can carry disease and have been known to work in groups to attack tourists. A fast-moving wildfire has overtaken the north rim of the Grand Canyon this week. Thankfully, no injuries have been reported. The blaze destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge and dozens of other structures in the area. Just look at the before and after pictures. Nothing is left standing. Arizona's governor is now calling for an investigation into the National Park Service's response. The Grand Canyon's north rim has now been closed for the season, a time when many families might have been planning vacations there. Earlier this summer, I got the amazing opportunity to explore some of America's best small towns. You can see the full list at CNN.com. One of the best parts was getting to meet some of you along the way. My first stop was one of the oldest cities in California, Petaluma. The people were delightful, the food was delicious, and the weather was perfect in Petaluma. An hour north of San Francisco, in the middle of wine country, lies the peaceful town of Petaluma, known for its architectural preservation and great restaurants. But once a year, that peace is interrupted by this. For 20 years, classic car enthusiasts have been gathering here to salute George Lucas's 1973 film, American Graffiti, which was shot right here in Petaluma.
Your car is uglier than I am. That didn't come out right.
It was founded in 05 by a bunch of classic car guys that wanted to bring that era back to the community, and it's just grown ever since.
For my first show was like in 2006, and I've been addicted ever since.
Lucas chose Petaluma as a filming destination because the town had maintained its all-American vibe, a vibe that hasn't changed in the 52 years since the movie premiered.
Small towns are dying every day, right? And I think one of the unique things of Petaluma is it's kept its grassroots of who it is.
The Petaluma River, once a vital transportation corridor for farmers, is now more of a recreational attraction.
If classic cars and kayaks aren't your thing, you could always pedal Petaluma. Also on the water.
Old waterfront warehouses have been turned into boutiques and small craft businesses, while art installations dot the shoreline. But farming is still big business in the area, and that means great food.
That's phenomenal. All locally sourced, true farm-to-table town.
From downtown to a galaxy far, far away, film enthusiasts can geek out on another George Lucas creation.
Yes. Welcome to Rancho Obi-Wan. We are the world's largest Star Wars collection.
Oh my gosh!
All right. Rest of the shoot is called off. I'm not leaving. I'll be here for a few months.
So the Darth Vader here is the helmet was screen used in Return of the Jedi.
In the movie. Those were C-3PO's hands?
Yes.
Worn in the movie?
Yes.
From movie props to models, Lego sets to fan-made art, your eyes cannot focus on just one thing. It's something you just have to see to believe.
May the Force be with you.
You're welcome.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 in honor of MLB All-Star Game. Bruce the Bat Dog, this Washington Nationals dugout employee, has been having the summer of his life. After working in the minor leagues for the Rochester Red Wings, Bruce, a 2-year-old golden retriever, was recently called up to the majors, and his passion for fetching bats during games has been equal parts helpful and hilarious.
Now the Nationals welcome Bruce for a ceremonial bat retrieval. Joined by Nationals pitcher Zach Brixey for the ceremonial bat drop.
His owner, Josh Schneider, says he began training Bruce to fetch mini bats on the first day he was adopted, and he quickly learned how to grab the wide end to keep the bat balanced. All right, superstars, joining me for my favorite part of the show, Blooper, the Atlanta Braves mascot, none other than the one who just won the mascot home run derby at All-Star Week. He's the best mascot in the league, in my humble opinion. Our first shout-out today goes to Fordham Colony Middle School at the Hutterite Colony in South Dakota. Thank you for all your letters. What a creative writing assignment, right, Blooper? Keep shining, y'all. And this shout-out goes to Mrs. Benedict at Mountain View Middle School in Holden, Massachusetts. Rise up. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. Be kind to someone. You never know when you might be the light that someone needs in their lives. We'll see you next Friday right here on CNN 10. I'm Coy Wire, and this is Blooper.